8:39 at WEOL. Of course, when you're getting the snow coming, making travel, got to be careful about that, whether it's by car or by plane or however. But we've got a way to get some stress-free holiday travel in our mix with Travel Girl Editor-in-Chief Stephanie Oswald, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Stephanie. For a stress-free holiday, give us some tips that we need to do. Usually good planning is the key to this, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Good planning and proper packing, because, Bruce, there are a lot of little things you can bring along that will make a big difference. So I have some ideas for you. Some are practical and some are fun. So let's start. First thing, I like to bring with me fold-up bags, and I'm not talking about the ones you bring to the grocery store. I'm talking about little ones that can fit in the palm of your hand. Sometimes they come in a little zipper pouch, or sometimes they just fold up with a rubber band. But they can be useful for anything from carrying trash in the car to bringing home extra gifts on your way home from the holidays. You never know when you're going to need an extra bag. So very important.
So a bag that's small enough to fit in the palm of your hand is big enough to hold up?
It folds up into the palm of your hand, but then you open it up and it's really big and it can hold all kinds of things.
Wow. I mentioned the part you didn't hear is when you go into a car, you're packing your car and you pack everything in the car and then you realize you have to put people in there. You got to balance between the two.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you want to pack light and make sure you take any extra weight out of your car too, because that can cost you a lot of extra money with gas. If you've got all this stuff in the trunk that you forgot about and it's been there since the beach vacation, get it out before you hit the road. But something you do want to have in your car are the right snacks and the right drinks, because when you're on the road, it's an obstacle course. So really important to have the right snacks, stuff that's going to give you high energy, dried fruit and nuts, granola bars, because you don't want to get stuck in that construction traffic and you're going to be going, wow, I wish I would have listened to Stephanie and brought my granola bars. So that's important.
It's also good to have those little snacks, because if somebody gets a little hunger pain, you don't want to have to stop the entire car and get a meal somewhere. You want to keep driving to your destination.
Exactly, because it costs too much to go to those fast food restaurants or buy stuff at the airport. So really important, have your snacks. Also, you want to stay hydrated, so you want to have the right travel mug with you. I love the ones made by Contigo. They have them for adults and for kids, and they have some great technology, so you can sip confidently knowing that you're not going to spill all over the car or, you know, have your drink leaking all over the place. So, you know what, they did a survey. 40% of Americans said that they have spilled a drink in the car, and that's something you don't want to deal with when you're on a road trip, especially during the holidays. So, you know, use this auto seal technology. They've got the West Loop for adults and the Gizmo Flip for kids, and something great for stocking stuffers too, but really, really smart to have on the go.
Stephanie, if we're traveling by plane, what are we in store for at the airport when it comes to fees?
Well, you know what? There are more fees, but the key is knowing about them ahead of time and trying to avoid them. So, you know, bring your own blanket so you don't have to pay for one. Pack right so you can put everything in a carry-on that can come on with you. And also, be smart about buying your tickets, because you might see this cheap airline that says, hey, we're going to give you a ticket for a little bit of money, but they're going to nickel and dime you for everything else. So staying loyal to one airline pays off in the long run. Also, this is a time to consider getting that credit card that's going to give you free luggage check-in attached to it. Because if you're a family of five, even if you're traveling once a year during the holidays, $25 a bag, that's over $100. So worth it to get that credit card to get you the extra, you know, that extra perk. Also, when you're buying your tickets, here's a key for you, Bruce. Buy them one ticket at a time, even if you need to buy for your whole family, because that way you're getting the lowest price ticket available, and then you buy the next ticket. You're still getting the lowest price ticket available at that time. You know, you might have to juggle around seats, but it's worth it if you can save a couple $100.
How come that is? What if I don't, even if I buy more than one at one time, I'm going to have a different price for that?
Yes, because the way it's done is when you put in the number of tickets, so say you need four tickets, you put in four tickets, it's going to find four tickets that are exactly the same price level. So there might not be, you know, there might only be one cheap ticket, but then the next price level up, there's four tickets. So you're going to get the next price level up. But even if you get that one ticket cheaper, you're still going to save money. So buy them one at a time, or you might get one at one level, two at another level, and then two more at another level. So one at a time is going to get you the best rate.
As long as they're on the same plane, right? Otherwise, you're going to have issues.
Yes. Yes, you definitely want to make sure you're choosing. It does take a little more time. I'm not going to lie. You might be at your computer for a little bit longer, but write down the plane number, the exact flights that you're doing, especially if you've got more than one flight to take. Make sure you're getting the same exact flights. But one ticket at a time is the key.
This may vary from location depending on what airport you're going to, but is there kind of a formula to figure out my plane leaves at this time, I need to arrive at the airport this time so that I'm not so stressed and running through the concourse at any time?
Yes, there is, and you're not going to like my answer, but the truth is the earlier the better because you want to give yourself at least an hour, but you really should give yourself 2 hours during the holidays, especially if you have to travel during the rush periods. Now, on the other hand, if you can be flexible, even by a day or choosing the red eye, traveling when not the rest of the world is traveling, that's going to save you some money, also save you some stress. Traveling on the holiday itself is generally really beneficial when it comes to having less people to deal with, and also the price is better. The other perk to this too, Bruce, is that there's so much to do at the airport these days. So you can go do your last-minute shopping, or you can just relax and write out your list of things you still need to do before the big holiday gets here. Maybe you still need to do some shopping for Thanksgiving when you get to your destination next week, or during the Christmas holidays, you've still got a little last-minute online shopping to do. Sit at a cafe and do it right next to your gate so that you know you're going to be on your plane, you're going to be there on time, and you've already gotten through the stress of security, too. So earlier the better.
It's been a while since I've traveled through an airport, but if I go through one now, I imagine everybody is just staring at their devices, looking down. Nobody is looking at anybody else or anything that's going on. Is that kind of what you see when you go through an airport these days?
You know, there is a lot of that. However, because of the different stores and depending on where you're flying into, I mean, JFK here in New York, you can get a massage, you can get your nails done, you can go shopping. There's so many things you can do. New Orleans Airport, there's some great restaurants. So there are a lot of reasons to look up from your device. But one thing that's really interesting is that now that you can get your boarding pass sent to you directly on your phone, that's been really helpful as well. So people aren't digging around looking for that paperwork. They can just use their device to go through. So it just saves us a step. You can also check on your flight status at the airport when you've got your device with you. And then also a lot of the airports do have free Wi-Fi. So that does help save time. And I'll tell you what, with kids too, if you've got to download a movie or something to keep them happy while you're waiting, because a lot of people say, well, I don't want to get there so early because I've got kids with me and all they want to do is shop for junk, which my kids do too, but give them a movie and they're happy, right?
That was great. If you want to find out more about what we've talked today to help people with a stress-free holiday travel, Stephanie, what can we do?
Well, I've got a couple places for you to go. If you like the idea of those travel mugs and you want to get some stocking stuffers, you want to go to gocontigo.com. And if you want to check out our new website for Travel Girl Magazine, it's Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. And then also, Bruce, if you and your listeners follow me on Twitter, Travel Girl Steph, STEPH, I will tweet out some more tips today and in the days ahead.
That's great. Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl Magazine and also correspondent with the Weather Channel and CNN. You see her there as well. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for your time.